But I had some pretty good sized trees, and it took the tops out of those trees. And it fixed those trees up. And the neighbors and some of the houses nearby, it wrecked it, took the roofs off. So it.
They have a pretty good bit of that kind of activity down around Galveston.
Galveston is hurricane territory. They don't have tornadoes down there. I don't think they do. They have hurricanes, and a hurricane, of course, you know, that comes from out in the Gulf of Mexico. And a hurricane is a tremendous area, covers a tremendous area. It might be 80 miles across, and the wind's circling. It's a slow circling wind. Because when I say slow, the wind's pretty fast. I think it has to be 80 miles an hour to be a hurricane. However, a tornado is about 400 miles an hour. But now, a tornado covers a relatively small space. It may not be over 100 feet, and it may be 300 or 400 feet. But a tornado or a twister, those things are vicious. Y'all have those over in Alabama, though.
Had them in Tuscaloosa quite frequently.
Yeah, I hear about them. And now we have them here during springtime, from about a lot of part of March on to about the last of May. And they kind of, it's usually when when strong south winds and strong north winds get together, and you sort of tear up Jack.
You were telling me about northers the first day I mentioned, yeah. But I don't think I got that on tape. Could you tell me about that again?
About a norther? A norther is a north wind or northwest wind. It comes out of the northwest. It's usually on a warm, a humid, sultry day, be rather hot and uncomfortable. You look over toward the northwest, and you see a bank of blue clouds, and I mean it is really blue, just blue as it can be. And you'll notice those clouds are kind of rolling around on top. You can tell from them that there's a lot of wind movement in those clouds, and they're usually headed this way. When those things hit, they drop the temperature maybe 15 or 20 degrees in, say, 30 minutes time, maybe. There's a vast change in temperature. And they're called a blue norther. I imagine the other parts of the country have the same thing. They may not call them northers. We call them northers. I don't know where. But it's usually on a day when you're having a norther, you can tell the thing's going to strike because everything's real still. There's not much air movement or anything. It's warm and humid. And if you have any pigs, the pigs are running around squealing and carrying on. They're cutting up. They know the weather's going to change, and they're looking for a place to settle down and stay warm. And when you have a Chinook hard blue norther, that temperature is usually dropping. It usually brings the rain with it too. I better add that. It's a dry norther if it doesn't bring rain, or it's a wet norther if it brings rain. But a honest to goodness blue norther has got rain mixed in with it. And when it rains, it comes down hard, and it runs that temperature down real fast.
Well, as far as you know, is it confined to one area of Texas, or
not necessarily? It's a front, is what it is. It'll cover the whole. It'll cover a whole area. When we get northers down here, it goes from El Paso, Fiat, to Texarkana,